In 2012, Carly Sakin and Daniel Weisberg founded The Skim from their couch. Now, 6 years later, their morning newsletter gives over 7 million subscribers the news and information they need to start their day. When they first started the company, they got a lot of advice from other female entrepreneurs. Now they're sharing those conversations and more on their podcast, Skimmed from the Couch. Every week, you'll hear from women like Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, and Thrive on why she puts her phone to bed at night. Or how actor Taraji P. Henson got over her first rejection and learned how to negotiate for herself. It's a podcast about the real stuff. Tips and tricks to launch, grow, and change your career. The only rule on the couch? No BS. Check out Skim from the Couch wherever you listen to podcasts. Hello, everyone. Usually, I am the one that is full of jokes, the positive one, and I'm always telling everyone else to speak their truth, to live in your truth. So I want to tell you a story about my life. Not my entire life, but just a piece of my life. At the age of 15, I was sexually assaulted. I knew these guys because of my stepbrother. These guys were on the football team, and I didn't know them very well, but I felt like I did because I watched them play. I trusted them to get me home. At the time, I was trying out for the cheerleading team, and I asked them for a ride home because I had just finished looking at my stepbrother play basketball. And he trusted them too. So I thought we were going straight to my house, but we weren't. We stopped at one of their friends' house. We got to one of their friends' house, and one of the guys basically took me into a room and started raping me. I basically said stop. It was hurting. But he didn't stop. He basically finished. I just remember going into a place of blank, like I was just empty. He called in his friend, I guess, to take a turn. But something I said or something scared him or something. I don't know what it was, but he didn't do anything. He just, left the room. So we got in the car, and finally I was able to get home. Once I got home, my stepfather told my mother that I got dropped off by some boys and my hair was messed up and my makeup looked like it was smeared and whatever else he told her. But never did anyone ask me what happened. Never did anyone ask me how I lost my virginity. No one asked me anything. And so I took off my clothes. I took a shower and a bath, basically. And I cried and I cried and I scrubbed myself and I did all that I could not to be in that moment. That was 20 years ago. I didn't tell my mom until 2 years ago. And I think that I didn't say anything because I was ashamed,
because I felt like I let it happen. I felt stupid, and I had so much regret from that day. But what hurt me more was the fact that I went to school the next day, and I think they, or the guy, had told people that I was easy, and so there was a rumor going around saying that I slept with this guy, but in actuality, he raped me. I didn't give myself to him. And so I understand where these women are coming from, because it happened to me. And it's really sad, and I have a daughter, and I don't want her to go through what I went through. And that's what scares me the most. I think about her, and I think about all the other women that didn't have a choice. And I think about the pain that my mother must have felt when I told her. But I told her, and I felt free. I felt like a weight had been lifted off my shoulder. I haven't told my dad. I haven't told my sisters. But I'm speaking up now, and I'm telling the world and all the people who listen to my podcast. And I don't want anyone to feel sorry for me. That wasn't my intention. I just want to let women know, especially, or even men, give us a choice to give our bodies to you. Don't take it. Don't drug us. We are people. We are women. And I think after that day, I felt lost, confused, hurt, angry. I felt so angry that I think I had it all built inside of me. And I basically attacked my stepsister with a knife because I was just so angry. I was angry that no one asked me that day what happened. They just assumed. My stepfather just assumed that I was sleeping around. You know, they call it a hoe, that I was being a hoe. But no one asked me what happened. No one asked me how I lost my virginity. No one asked me, have I ever been touched inappropriately? You think it will never happen to you. You think it will never be my child. You just have all these thoughts. And I feel every day, I don't feel scared, but I just feel like I have to protect my daughter even more from the smallest things. And the sad part is, she'll grow up never really understanding what happened to me, because I will never let it happen to her. And I don't say that to say I can be in all places with her. Because even right now, she's in school. I don't know what's happening. But I'm trusting for the protection of her teachers. and I don't want it to happen to her. What happened to me? I think after that day, I carried myself differently. And I don't feel like it changed who I am for the worse. Because sometimes it happens. Sometimes you grow up feeling resentment towards men or whoever sexually assaulted you. You just have this resentment, this fear, you know, this constant looking over your shoulder. But I stood tall. I felt like I was stronger. Like, this happened to me, but I can take on any battle from this point moving forward. But I wish someone would have asked me, what happened to you that day? Why did you come home so late? Why is your hair a mess? Why does your face look out of place? Like, would I have said anything? I don't know. And because that happened, I'll never know. And I can understand the hashtag Me Too, because it happened to me. And I hope it doesn't happen to anyone else. But it continues to happen. And that's the problem that I have. That men, certain men, think that it's okay. Like, it doesn't matter what she's wearing or how pretty she is. If she says no, no means no. If she doesn't like you or whatever, like, just stop. Why can't you control yourself? What if it was your child? Would you want someone else to do that to her? What if it's your mother? Would you be able to live knowing that some man sexually assaulted her? You know, it's been 20 years for me. And I'll live and I'll move on, but you never forget. Till this day, it even hurts me just to talk about it, because I almost feel like I relive the moment. And no one will understand that other than someone who has been through what I've been through. And what women are fighting against or fighting for: equality, to be treated as a woman and not less than. If we can stand strong together, we can fight all the injustice and everything that constantly happens. But if we're separated, we can't fight against anything. So that's my story. But it will never be my ending. It only led me to a place of strength, a place of trying to teach lessons to my children, to my listeners, to all the women that have become my inspiration, my role models. I hope that one day I can just be free from this, from what society says is wrong, what society says is right. And I know that my daughter will probably listen to this one day. And I just want to tell her I love her. And from the moment that she was born, I wanted nothing but to protect her. I didn't want her to repeat. I don't want what happened to me to happen to her. And that's why I've been so strict. And I'm sorry, but not sorry. I know that Chad probably thinks that I'm overprotective of her. Even when his friends are over and they're talking and I just want her not to be in a room full of men. And I know some people are like, it's outrageous. You know, she's 5 years old. But things happen. I don't know what happens in the minds of other people. I can't control them, but I can control the situation. I can control my child at this age from, you know, just hanging around people that she probably shouldn't be hanging around. And I hate to sound judgmental, but look what I've been through. So I support you. And I love you for listening. And if anything else matters, let your voice be heard.
My destiny.